Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for revelation knowledge of your word to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to start a series called Exploring Wisdom. Now, we may get off into all sorts of topics. It may take a long time for this series to come to fulfillment. In other words, we may go off into other topics and come back to it over the year. But in this new year, I really believe God wants us to have wisdom in the affairs of life. In fact, I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1, and let's look at that prayer, one of Paul's prayers, and see how he begins it. Ephesians 1:17, there are several prayers that Paul prayed, and a friend of mine, Sherman MacArthur, a great Bible teacher, a friend of mine, has dissected this particular prayer. But I want to just start with, in fact, Sherman, and we've got a couple others may share on this series as we go along. But Ephesians 1, we'll start with verse 15. Wherefore, and from the King James, Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Okay, so here's the way he prays. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I'm going to stop right there because we'll be dissecting these prayers in the future, even more so. But let's look at one word here in particular, wisdom. Wisdom. And if we broke down wisdom and really tried to define it, I mean, there's just so many ways you can look at it. I know Sherman had come up with done some research and come up with a definition. And he says that God will give you a spirit of wisdom. And the word in the Greek, and he and I are not Greek scholars, but we just can read a concordance and such. But the word there means wisdom in the skills or having skills in the affairs of life. The ability to apply spiritual judgment in the affairs of life. The ability to regulate one's relationship with God. Sound judgment, and good sense. And so this type of wisdom, he's talking about Sophia in the original language that the Bible is translated into. This wisdom is talking about a godly wisdom. And we're going to talk about different kinds of wisdom in this series. But tonight I just want to highlight a couple of scriptures, that being one of them. And the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, we have that within us. And I want to look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 from the King James. And it says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. And verse 31 says that according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. We're going to come back and look at that a little closer in relation to what kind of wisdom that we have, but I want you to see that Christ has been made unto us wisdom. Now I want you to look at one other scripture, and in two other scriptures. One is James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now let's go over to chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good life his works with meekness of wisdom. We're going to break down in some of these scriptures here, but I wanted to kind of introduce that to you, that we have the spirit of wisdom in ourselves when we are born again, and that if we do lack wisdom, we can ask for it to be applied in certain areas. So before we go back into each one of these scriptures and look at it, I'm going to play you, Joanne requested this, I'm going to play you a song that I recorded many, many years ago. In fact, it was copyrighted in 1986, And it was in an old reel-to-reel multi-track studio with all the hiss and noise and everything else. But I want you to hear this song. It's called A Spirit of Wisdom and Knowledge. And maybe this will help you start focusing on studying out wisdom.
There's a spirit of wisdom and knowledge in my spirit today. Spirit of wisdom and knowledge in my spirit today. Of life and peace in my mind today. Thoughts of life and peace in my mind today. Oh, I'm spiritually minded on the word of God, and I know in his peace my feet are shod. There's thoughts of life and peace in my mind today. There's the healing power of God in my body.
Thank you, Father, that we will walk in a spirit of wisdom and knowledge each day of our life as we focus on your wisdom, on godly wisdom that we have within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.